This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A word now about the economics of geopolitics, or what foreign policy types like to call force projection. The United States Navy and the Air Force, as you may have seen in the news of late, have been taking some trips out to the South China Sea. Last month, an American destroyer passed within 12 nautical miles of an island built up by Chinese engineers. This week, the U.S. flew two bombers out near another artificial island. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains it's all about rules and power and, oh yeah, money.
If I am a rock in the middle of the sea, I have rights under international law.
Rocks that cannot sustain human habitation are entitled to a 12 nautical mile territorial sea, as well as the airspace above the territorial sea.
This is James Kraska, professor of international law at the U.S. Naval War College. Now, if I am a fancy rock, a rock that people can actually live on, also known as an island, I get fancy rights.
And islands may generate a 200-mile exclusive economic zone.
Meaning I have the right to all the fishing, all the mining, all the oil, 200 miles out. Now, if I am not an island, and not even a rock, if I am literally just a sad sandbar or a fake island made out of sand and concrete, which is what China has been building, I get pretty much nothing.
Only entitled to a 500-meter safety zone.
These are the rules under international law. China has different rules in mind.
Completely divorced from the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.
Gregory Poling is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Even though China signed on to the Law of the Sea, its claims boil down to, this is ours. Which is why the U.S. keeps sailing or flying by, to say, the rules the rest of the world plays by allow us to be here, so here we are. There's a ton riding on whose rules prevail. Harry Scheiber directs UC Berkeley's Law of the Sea Institute.
The possibility of enormous resources of oil and gas in that area.
Two other resources at play here, rule of law and nationalism, both priceless. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.